listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
And here we are. We've just experienced Modtreal 2018. And I am sitting here in Parka Avenue headquarters with Parka Pat. Hi, Pat.
Well, you have a zombie-like facsimile of what used to be Parka Pat. Because I'm running on exactly, I'd say, 6 hours over the last 3 days of sleep.
And what you may not know is that Pat also does not eat during these weekends, so he doesn't sleep and doesn't eat.
just because I'm a vain mod and I want to slip in into my suit and look good. Or is that an eating disorder? I don't know.
Just the fact that he keeps on passing out is a whole other thing.
That's the drugs.
So we had an amazing weekend, and we don't have a super long time to talk about it, but we had an incredible band, the GTVs, organ-driven. Just they rocked out and did some amazing stuff.
From Philly.
That's right. And it was a Friday night, and it was at a rocker bar, so it was real. I mean, we had the place rocking, and Patrick gets up, and he said something like, yeah, we did this and we did it at a rocker bar. It was awesome. Yeah, it was
a finger to the rockers.
Yeah.
And it was a free event. All the events were free.
That's right.
And I was just confiding in you that I paid the band. Of course, they didn't play for free.
Yeah.
So I saw it as the most expensive concert ticket I ever paid for.
But you also said it was some of the best money you ever spent.
True. And I got to hang out with the band too.
Yeah. Great guys. Awesome. Absolutely. Guys.
So Sam, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, we're saying hi to all of you. And thanks again for coming up. Because they drove all the way here to play at this one event. They did stick around for the weekend, which is great. So they got to experience some of the other stuff.
Like poutine.
Like poutine. Because you have to do that when you come to Montreal.
Well, I saw somebody post a picture.
No, really? Nice. And on Saturday, and we'll go back to this a little bit, but we did a Music in the Park situation that Patrick does every couple of weeks, right?
Every other week. It's called Les Brunches Rétro at Les Jardins Gamelin. It's right smack downtown. If you dropped a bomb in the middle and you wanted to destroy Montreal, that'd be the spot where you drop the bomb.
So dead center.
Dead center. It was between 11 and 3 p.m. And it was also the meeting place for the scooter rally.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you have cocktails and you can have brunch, and it's outside. There's big
umbrellas.
Yeah. And the DJ booth.
The food was amazing, and the music was fantastic too, because there were four of us.
You were DJing, that's why.
Wow. Oh, stop. it was me, it was you, and it was Napoleon 67.
And DJ Chiefy Leafy.
Chiefy Leafy, is that?
Chiefy Leafy?
Chiefy Leafy.
From Toronto, Toronto expat, now in Montreal, Gavin.
And it was a great combination of stuff. And we ended the whole thing with the Battle Royale, which we will get back to.
Yeah, the DJ Battle. It's usually the last hour of the brunch.
This whole show will be a sort of reenacting what we did in a nutshell way. And then Patrick also does the Mod Club at a bar here called North Star, which is like a all pinball. It's not even a nightclub so much as it is like just a really awesome bar with pinball machines that you had a projector on one end. And there was a serious dance floor. Like, it was a good dance floor. Not too big, not too small. And it wasn't until people started dancing, like, oh, that's the dance floor. And yes, of course it is, and it works perfectly.
And I'm sorry you missed the scooter rally.
Because
I left on my TV 175 to do the scooter rally. Like,
I'm going on the rally. See you later.
Hey, can you bring back my my records?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just labored for you.
So that was cool. I only had one breakdown. And contrary to popular belief, it was the Best Buy, not the Lambretta.
Oh.
Let's move on.
that is something that now that that's happened, because this is the first year we've actually had an opportunity to ride. That we did try the one time, but your Vespa broke down. Another Vespa failed.
Yeah, the one I passed along. Yeah. I didn't have any problems with my Lambretta.
That's right. So next year, that's going to be my goal, is to go on the ride.
I need to provide the scooter though. So
I might just have to do that myself. I don't trust you to do it for me anymore. And so it was a really amazing weekend. And even though everybody was too tired, hungover, whatever, to meet us for brunch this morning, we still went and had breakfast poutine.
Hey, we're fueled on music, poutine, coffee, and the best bagels in the world, Montreal bagels.
Hear, hear. Sorry, guys, but it is true. Yeah, Montreal does have the best bagels in the world.
Compared to New York.
The bottom line is that Patrick and I had this DJ battle, and the premise of the battle was Patrick loves drum breaks and he loves drum driven music, and I love organ and organ driven music. And that's not to say that the same isn't true of the other, but it just happens to be our one passion. Like I've watched Patrick listen to a song for the first time, and when it goes into a drum break, he's like, oh, and then he'll like show me his hair on his arms hanging up. And he gets very excited. And I'm the same way when it comes to organ. So I have my set of organ things. And Patrick, once he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and started rummaging through your records, getting ready for the battle, you had yours as well.
And the most remarkable part of this whole story is that after the battle, we're still friends.
Yes. Yeah.
We're obviously talking to each other. So do you want me to explain the rules of the DJ battle?
Sure.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we each introduce a track we've chosen. We haven't discussed it before. And I'll admit, I had an advantage. Because this wasn't my first DJ battle. So I let you go first. Graciously let you go first.
Yeah. It wasn't until halfway through that I realized what you'd done.
So that way, when you play your track, I can still try to match mine with yours.
Plus, by the time everyone's voting at the end, they have yours on their mind because it was the last one that they just heard, and they've forgotten the feeling that they had when they heard mine.
Right. So we vote after each round. So we each after play a track. So we were in a park, and every round we had people just raise their hand and we counted votes, and the winner got a point.
Yeah, and it was it got contentious there. There were a couple of ties in there.
Well, there's a little bit of trash talking too, and I'm sure we're going to recreate that for you listeners.
Except we did. I think we're pulling out one of the records that you shone the darkest light on me, and I still did not get out of it very well. But we'll talk about that later. Okay, so what we're going to do is set it up the same way that we did.
That we're going to have the same battle that we had in the park. And the great part is the listeners get to make up their own mind. Hit us up on, social media, on Facebook, on the On Target Facebook page, and tell us we're completely in the dark.
We definitely would love to hear your opinion on who gets what vote.
And if I get any suggestions of tracks that has drum breaks in them, please let me know, because I'll search them out.
Yeah, same goes for organ, too. Okay, so this is what I had said about this. I started with this track because even though it's not initially organ-driven, it goes into a great organ break, which is announced, and that's actually my favorite part of the song. It's called The Whoopee by Joe Simon.
And I'm going to counterpunch, and I told you that I was just going to gut you open and lay your organs all over the turntables, and we already know I succeeded.
Whatever.
So I followed. My counterpunch was the Arrows with Bungo Party. So do you think I cheated?
Well, you did. Bongos? You did get a little bit of backlash on there. Some, I think it was even your wife who yelled at you. This is a bongos, not drums.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Together. teeth. Play this organ a while. I'm glad to tell you feel it, baby. I can't keep still. I know you feel that. Twine a while, my baby.
So this is where the crowd goes wild.
And this is where you're supposed to raise your hand.
And we had our votes, and who won that one? Do you remember?
Well, are you still conscious? That was a hard punch to your noggin.
Oh.
I sting like a bee.
Okay. That's, yes, okay, so you got the vote.
I dance with like a butterfly.
Yeah.
Or ballerina, I don't know.
Yes, you're very delicate in your dancing.
Well, just in case you can't picture us, I'm more of the Muhammad Ali type, you're more of the Rocky Balboa.
All right, I can live with that.
Adrian.
So listeners, mods of the world, who do you think won this one?
Vote now.
Press 1 for organs. Press 2 for bongos.
Come on, everyone loves my organ.
Everybody loves your organ. So this was 1-0 for me.
I want everybody to picture this too. And I don't know if you planned this or not, but when we started playing, our go-go dancers jumped up and started dancing the first song right away and stuck throughout.
That's right. And if you picture a park where they constructed our DJ booth with wooden pallets.
Yeah.
And you had different levels beside us. Oh, we should post a picture.
It was kind of perfect. Yeah, we will. I'll post a picture for sure. And have a few pictures on the Facebook page, facebook.com/ontargetpodcast.
Or you could always go check out my Instagram @Park Avenue.
You should do that. because there will be pictures there as well. And
go to plug my stuff.
Well, definitely do, because you're a great source for your blog.
Cute go-go girl.
Well, you've got your blog, you got your podcast, which is called Addicted to the Needle.
The podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer.
And you also have your Instagram, which you put like oodles of photos of you DJing and tracks that you're putting down as you're doing it, which I like that. And
there's the Montreal page.
Exactly, the Montreal page. So after that, it was my turn again.
Round two. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Okay. So I decided to drop down a different kind of organ, because usually in 60s organ-driven stuff, it's a Hammond B3 or thereabouts, a sound alike. But in this case, I wanted to take from the fabulous Dick Hyman and him playing the Lowry organ. He was an innovator in organ music and Moog as well, and really one of the early electronic musicians.
He had me worried when you played that, because I thought it was such a Dick Hyman move to, really, to do that. Well, we won't say who won that round. And my selection was the Elite doing One Potato. I mean, who doesn't love potatoes, right?
Well, isn't that like a kid's song from the playground? One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
I don't think I ever made the connection.
Yeah, but that's pretty common in 60s stuff too. You often hear that kind of thing.
Yeah, like
Knick-Knack, Paddywhack. Yeah.
And the thing about my track is that it has a bunch of drum breaks in it. And as a DJ, it gets really tricky, because when you listen to it, you'll know what I mean. You think the track is finished, but it's just they're just taking a break in the drum break.
It was fun watching.
And then it starts over again. And for so long, I was always wondering, okay, should I start the other track? Or and oh, no, there's another drum break coming up.
Yeah.
So and you'll see what I mean.
You can see it in the faces of the dancers, too. They didn't know if you were done or what.
Well, it's great because you sort of take a freeze.
Yeah.
You freeze and then you go on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
that again.
Okay.
Marty, take a good look at me.
What is that?
Do you see that little drop of blood running down my nose?
I did that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good punch.
A swift uppercut. And I won that round.
Fair and square.
Yeah. I had played out that Dick Hyman number. And then you mentioned afterwards that there was drums in it. And you felt as though you should get extra points for that. But someone in the audience...
I was just being generous. I felt bad because I won the first round.
You felt bad?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. You...
Because I knew that the coming track.
Yeah, you knew what was to come.
And what's the fun knocking you out in the second round? Come on.
True. You want a good fight, right? And I had to feel as though I was standing my own ground there. So the next round was on, and I decided to go mod jazz, play a little bit of something smoother, but still dancey.
What? There's actual organ being played in mod jazz?
Yeah, I know. It's a rare occasion that happens. Almost never. That's sarcasm. And this is one of those...
I counterattacked with Honey Stop Twistin' by Jimmy Donnelly on the Teardrop label, and quite apropos, because that's exactly what's going to run down your face, a little teardrop, after you get the punch in the gut. I'm going to right in the organs,
You're all getting yourself all ready and everything.
Yeah, you'll need an organ donor.
My track is called Soul City. It's by Ray Johnson on the Infinity label.
Thank you.
So you better start pushing. Bold the fire can't stand no more. No more. Now I say, honey, stop the twisting. Girl, it's something you gotta know. Oh, yeah. I say, honey, stop the twisting. Girl, it's something you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. You do love twisting. Now, honey, you ain't no child no more. No more. You stole my pulse, pounding, baby. When you twist it, cross it slow. Oh, yeah. There's a burning in my brain. I ain't never had before. No, no. So you better stop twisting. Ball the fire can't stand no more. No more.
Danielson. Danielson. Marty.
Oh. What happened? What was that?
Hey, somebody get me the smelling sauce. I need some.
Smelling sauce? Did you just say smelling sauce?
Yeah, that's not what you break in front of a boxer.
Smelling salts.
Salts. Sauce.
That's awesome.
Well, you can tell I'm French Canadian here, folks.
I love it.
You want to do this podcast in French, Mr. Jacques Duchonk? Yeah,
I hear you're very funny in French.
Those are all insides. And by the way, last episode he said Jacques Duchonk. You don't pronounce the C.
Yes, I know, but then that's how people know that I actually am
care.
Oh, it's about caring. I'm sorry, Mr.
Well, I didn't
Duchonk.
Care in this round because I just whipped your bottom.
You repeatedly did with drumsticks and
I guess people know now that I won this round, but hey, you can disagree.
Well, I disagree, but I think I went too highbrow. I think I was just too highbrow and too cool, and people, you know, the twist was such a massive fad that you had to go with the big huge fad that everybody was into.
Yeah, but that's an obscure track. Nobody knew this, and you have to admit the Montreal crowd was really, Montreal people are really nice because you got one or two sympathy votes.
Damn you.
I mean, it wasn't it was a KO, but you eventually got up at 9 seconds, you know, by grabbing, of course, the rope
on there. Yeah. Okay, you
with that smelling sauce.
So the next thing we did was I played, it was something like I'm Not Afraid of You, and then I played Who's Afraid of Patrick Fuzzy, Virginia Woolf. Mm-hmm. And
I see you. And I will raise you.
That was Jimmy Smith on Verve, and then you blew me out of the water by going to your Family Guy, popular, everybody knows it, everybody can't get it out of their head.
No, I didn't. I just concentrated on great drums.
I call fake news.
BS.
Fake news. What did you play?
I played Surfing Bird by the Trash Man.
Yeah, so we're not going to play those songs.
I'll be honest. I totally prostituted myself. Just
you
for
so
votes.
Did, you brutal monkey.
I'm a dirty man.
And
I'm a surfing bird.
Yeah, so you won that one.
So I saw the wheels turning, and you wanted to counterpunch with animal related.
Yeah, I did. So I played Dancing Frog by Winder K. Frog on United Artists.
I saw what you did right there because you wanted to cater to the Quebec vote for the French
frogs. No. Now what you did there was you made it look like I used the word frog in a derogatory way towards French people. I got booze across the, because you were like, you know, people here don't like that word,
it's
frog,
a slur.
And I know, but it's literally a frog. Not, it doesn't have anything to do with French people. And hey, it made me feel so bad.
All's fair in love and war. And Marty, look behind you.
Here comes Hawaii 5-0 by the Ventures. Well,
and I, obviously I won the that round.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Which is ridiculous. I didn't even sweat. Come on.
And I had women's, you know, with like little towels.
Yeah, little towels and a big fan over your head. He's like back on big cushions and feeding grapes and... man.
I'm the greatest that will ever be.
So... I say, who likes Charlie Brown? And actually, quite a few hands went up.
Right.
And so.
And I went, wah, 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 wah.
And I said, everything I touch dies.
And well, if you want a clear picture of the whole battle, I'm Lucy pulling the football from Charlie Brown. You're Charlie Brown.
That's exact. Good grief. And then you, being the genius that you are.
Yeah, I saw you pull out a cartoon character.
And
so
you say,
who likes the Flintstones? And I played the Trade Winds with Abba Dabba Doo Dance. And that track is just drums.
Yep.
Just picture caveman. You know, well, the Flintstones are cavemen, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
and just
the cavemen who live in houses in the suburbs and have jobs
and have mammoths as faucets.
Yeah.
And it's just like cavemen playing singing and with drums. So that didn't take genius to figure out it was a drum song.
Yeah, but let's see what the masses thought of that. That one was a tie.
Well, I did stump my feet all over your face.
No. Yeah, well, I did the same to you. I think I did the Snoopy dance on your chest.
Lucy.
So that was actually pretty fun because it was, you know, Flintstones versus the Snoopy, Peanuts yeah. gang. And it was a tie, so that felt good. It felt like, you know, we're both like panting in the corner of the ring and like, oh, giving each other like dagger eyes.
Speak for yourself. I was in top shape. Don't project.
Okay, fine. It was just me. I was crying a little bit.
Well, you want to talk about a massacre. Let's wait for the next one.
Okay. So this is where blood was spilled. It was...
Well, actually, the gloves...
Literally came off.
Came off.
Yeah.
And now it was...
And it was, like, it was in my favor. Like, the moment the track that I chose ended, there were people in the audience just going, oh, it's all over now. It's done. That's it. It's that was the most perfect thing. It's all over. And then Patrick just managed to trump me. And, oh, sorry, I hated. I used that word. I used the T word.
Well, that's a good that's way to play on my concentration.
Total but Dick Hyman move.
There's history behind that track because the first Montreal, you played that track, and I remember going,
oh. Yes, this was the track that got me to get you to go, oh, what's that? Oh, I want that.
And Marty, you can come back for the second edition of Montreal.
Yes, this was that track, and you still haven't got it yet. So I'm feeling some pride attached to this record. And if you had that reaction, and I knew that you liked it that much, I just figured it was really going to be a big get for me, right?
A good reaction, but yeah. I had an ace up my sleeve.
You did. Well, what was that one?
It wasn't an ace, you know, in Bugs Bunny when he turns around and puts a brick in his in his gloves.
Yeah,
and he turns
yeah.
around. Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, you do.
And it was
but I still call foul on this one. It's just like it's like Surfing Bird. It did literally playing to the crowd.
We were past boxing. We're now in a cage match.
It's Thunderdome.
MMA.
It's Thunderdome. Yeah. So what did you play?
Curtis Mayfield. And I was moving on up in the points for sure. You don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say because that was just everybody. Bloody. Like, if you could have been there, you would have seen like everybody just hearing what I had played and gone, oh, that's the one, that's it. And then you drop the Curtis Mayfield and they're like, oh no, what is happening? Oh, it's just too good.
You turn white.
Yeah, I literally, like, right away, I'm like, nah, this is not fair. This is not. And then you jumped out in front of the turntables and started dancing with the go-go dancers. And I'm like, oh, well, come on.
That's what happens when an amateur goes against a professional.
Oh my God. This is my show.
It's a miracle we're still talking.
Wow. Wow. Let's play the music, okay?
I got to give you, it's a good track. So, hey, listen. We'll let the people decide.
Okay, we'll do that.
Target listeners, this is Parker Pat here. While Marty just left, he has to prepare his suitcase to take his flight back home to Winnipeg. I'm just taking over. And listen up. Don't get fooled. Mon Marty is playing his iPod on every show. Don't believe the hype. He doesn't play 45s. And I pulled this trick out during the battle. I play 45s. He doesn't. Oh, no, he's coming back.
You bastard, what have you done?
No, I was just recording Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield. What's the label again? I can't remember.
It's called Buddha.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's on the Buddha label.
Let's be zen, shall we?
Okay, calm.
Well, speaking of Buddha, your next track is on Kama Sutra.
It is, which is
a Buddha
subsidiary. In actual fact.
No, but in India.
Yeah, the Kama Sutra is...
Didn't Buddha write the Kama Sutra or something?
I don't think so. I mean, it's all the same culture, but it's... the Kama Sutra, isn't it like the sex guide? Like how to have the intercourse?
Yeah, there's a chapter called Fuzzy Postures.
Okay, I don't want to know anymore. so you totally like blew everything out of the water there, and you—I'm
surprised you're still alive.
Threw the earth off of its access, and I had to come back with something, right?
Yep.
Something decent, and I was like, okay, people are listening, are responding to what they know. They're responding to stuff that they like.
I mean, your memory might be flawed. You were ready to throw in the towel by that time.
Your memory might be flawed. I'm pretty sure you gave me the option. However, I said I was prepared to keep on fighting.
No. What you said is, Pat, do you have your charger? Because my phone is dying. I can't play any more tracks.
It was so funny too, because you said something about me playing the show or playing everything off of my iPhone, and I happened to have my phone in my hand.
And to pull that trick out, I said, oh, Mon Marty plays off his iPhone, and I pulled out my Google phone and showed it to the crowd.
I held mine up and I'm like, it's not true. And then I put it in my pocket. I was like, what am I going to find now? Because the next thing that I played. Oh, and just by the way, I played 45s at the park. Just so that if anybody has any question,
write to me on Facebook at facebook.com/parkavenue, and you'll get the whole story.
The truth. Yeah. Parker Pat style. I came, like, I had to come back from this, right? So I got up off of the mat and I brushed myself off and I played The Zombies, She's Not There, covered by a band called The Road.
That's actually how you looked after that round, like a zombie.
Like a zombie roadkill.
Yeah.
The fair. Road. Fair. Zombie.
Very well dressed zombie.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So what did you go up against me with? Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that I might have a chance with that. Richard Caton? Is that how I pronounce it? Because I make fun of you with the French, but C-A-I-T-O-N.
Well, Caton? You just make it too easy with the English. Caton, yeah.
And I thought I was confident with that one because the title track to this record is Listen to the Drums. And I was also trying to get the kids' vote because at one point during the song it says, all you children.
Yeah, but you know, one flaw is that there were no kids there.
That's true.
That was just...
No mini mods.
No. Oh, no, there was that one family that came for a bit, but I don't think they were there for the battle. The young girls.
Well, as soon as they saw me dancing,
they all ran.
They ran away.
Run, don't stare, just keep moving.
And don't mind that zombie.
Okay, so this is the penultimate round.
drums, listen to the beat. What is a city without its streets? Some like music, soft and sweet, but I like my music with a great big beat. Do you wanna jump, children?
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Well, you won that one. It sure felt like a child.
Being schooled?
Oh, yeah, by big muscle man you. You know, the whole battle started off as a gentleman sparring old school boxing, turned into some Karate Kid moves, wax on, wax off. And then I think we went to
the Thunderdome. We visited the Thunderdome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That, with your Tina Turner hair. And then we moved to MMA fighting, you know, like a little chokehold at one point.
Yeah, you know. And there was the hair pulling and scratching and slapping.
Squeezing the nuts.
That might have just been me.
On your side.
Squealing like a banshee.
And then I think we finished that final round in all out brawl at just like a WWE
old school
match.
WWE.
Yeah.
What was it? No, it was WWF back then.
Back then, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Back when that record came out.
Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
You look amazing in purple, sparkly spandex, I have to say.
Thank you so much.
That threw me for a loop. That's when I turned around and you smashed me over the head with the folding chair.
Well,
it's more, we're mods, so it's more like a Brighton Beach deck chair. And I turned around and pulled those brass knuckles out of my pants.
You did. And I had fish hooks in my parka hood.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, nice move. So I was up a few points at that point.
You were, and then I really thought I had it in the bag with this one. Not that I was tallying or aware of what the final count was, but I ended up playing a track called "Forever Bliss" by Chocolate Milk Review on the Mr. G label. It's Chalk, like CHALK, chocolate.
Yep. And very popular in the 60s to mix words.
Yeah,
like
mixing
that.
Words, yeah, playing with words. And I thought this one was really going to
seal the deal
for me, for sure. But I was
you were signed, sealed, delivered by your pal here, Parka Pat, because I played Roy Redman on Loma. Ain't that terrible? And it was terrible for you.
I tried to turn that around on you and like, oh, it was terrible. That was terrible.
It didn't work.
It was not terrible.
And
really good.
The go-go dancers went wild and the crowd started dancing.
We all started dancing. I was dancing to it. I knew you had it in the bag by the time that was halfway through. Because like, I thought that was the original version of Ain't That Terrible. But because I have the Capitals version, which I really like, and I've been going around town saying, that's the best version in the world. You listen to me, people. That's the best version in the world, until I heard that, and then I was like, oh.
And I just went on those wooden pallets and started dancing like madman. But the real person that stole the show,
Danielle, he totally like upstaged you. You were
Napoleon 67 hopped on his I think he has like a Lambretta LI-150 or something.
It's a Vespa. It's silver.
It's a Sprint.
Yeah.
And you know, all mudded out with his mirrors and spotlights.
Yeah.
Sat on his scooter and started doing the scoot dance.
So picture if you will, and there is video of this. Patrick is out in front doing like the Froog or some kind of crazy like monkey man dance and really like going crazy, and then Napoleon 67 Danielle, he gets on his scooter and starts doing this like crazy back and forth dance, and I'm standing behind him yelling, he's doing the scooter and it's all caught on tape.
And if you want a video proof of that, you'll have to talk
No, I'm putting it up on the Facebook page.
I think Mueller has the proof now, and it's part of the Steele dossier. So I don't know. You'll have to talk to him.
It's been classified X-File.
Right. And guess who won that round?
You.
So I ended up the winner, not to toot my own scooter horn.
And I fell to the ground in the fetal position, crying uncontrollably.
It was all in fun and games, and that's just proves how gracious of a loser you are.
Well,
emphasis on loser.
Jeez, man, you are just poking me with a hot poker right now, man. Just wait till we get off air. I'm going to take you down.
Well, I'll tell you what, Marty, you're invited back to Montreal for the 6th edition next year.
Thank you. And I got to say, like, I got to get some credit for coming every year without fail.
Oh, well, you've been the resident DJ since day one.
Well, I love doing it. It's what I look forward to every year. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure.
And I think we're going to go out with the two songs that ended everything because we've run out of time.
I know when I'm on top
to
shut up. And
I'm going to take you out back behind the shed now. Teach you a lesson.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith. Thank you.